This is the Mikes and Beers Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beers are on ice, the mics are hot, and the video is rolling.
Woo!
Oh, yes. This is the Mikes and Beers Podcast.
Cheers,
what's up,
bud?
Guys? Cheers.
Quank.
Awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Love it.
So we hope you guys are doing awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in to this brand new episode of the Mikes and Beers Podcast. And don't waste any time. Woody, what are we drinking
here today? Beer, TJ. We're drinking beer.
Really?
Oh, my God.
What is called Budweiser Zero.
Alcohol. Zero?
Zero.
Alcohol free? What?
Not a drop.
What about you, Sam?
I'm drinking like straight whiskey, you guys.
That's what I figured.
No, I'm drinking Heineken Zero.
Zero as well?
It's so good.
Zero?
It's my worst sell job ever.
Alcohol Zero? Free. Alcohol free.
What? Wait, does that mean that?
Unreal.
I am also drinking. Wait for it. Non-alcoholic beer.
Okay, cut the bullshit. Tell them why we're doing this.
Yeah, like, wow.
this is
over dramatic sell. I love it.
This is what I do here. So, folks, we are participating in dry February on this episode of the Mikes and Beers Podcast. And Woody is actually literally participating in dry February. He has not had a drop of alcohol this whole month. And Woody, how do you feel about that real quick?
Because it's for a good cause. I'm happy doing it. It has been a little tougher. There are times, who wouldn't want a nice, cold, crisp, refreshing craft beer from right here in Ontario, Canada? But I am more than happy to be drinking alcohol-free beer for this month.
Definitely so. And Sam and I are donating and things of that nature. So we are
we're just
taking part as well.
Just, we can't, or we can actually, but.
I mean, we could, but like, actually, I don't know.
Why are we doing this, do you say?
So the whole reason we're doing Dry February, number one, it is a fantastic cause. Those of you who do not know what we are talking about, maybe some of our American listeners, what's up? Dry February here in Canada, it happens every February. And it is to raise money for the Canadian Cancer Society. And what's basically the whole quick synopsis of it is you can sign up and you can either go the full month without drinking. You can go 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever you're comfortable with. And that whole time you can take donations. It can be like any amount at all, but kind of the funny thing, I didn't know about it until I spoke to my sister who was actually participating. I'm going to get to that in a minute. You can, when you get a $25 donation, if you yourself make it or a friend makes it, you can then get what is called a golden ticket. You can either give it to yourself or someone else so that they can drink alcohol for one night, which I thought that was kind of fun because it's like, it's an incentive to try and get donations, I guess, if you're that into drinking. But what's really cool so far this year, and as you guys are hearing this, it is February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. Yay. That's the worst heart ever.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's just, what is this? Oh, there we go. That's a little better.
I'm that man.
There you go, Sam. Look at that heart.
It's pretty good. Look at you, girl.
Look at you go, girl.
I've had some practice. We'll get to that.
Anyway. Well, what's cool so far this month, as we are barely halfway through the month, already so far, Dry February has raised over $3 million so far for the Canadian Cancer Society.
Woo.
Which is
it's huge.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And the reason why I really wanted to make sure we did this was because my sister is taking part with an actual donation link for Dry February. I'm going to have the link for that down below in this video, or if you're listening to the audio version of Mikes and Beers on Anchor or Spotify, I'm going to make sure I have it in the description as well. So please go donate. She is almost at her personal goal of $500.
Wow. Good
and
for her.
Man, like I think last I checked, she was at like 370 or something like that. So with our donations, I'm hoping a little more. And man, she would love to be able to hit her goal. This is her second time doing it. She hit her goal last year. So she wanted to go for a little bit of a bigger, uh, bigger goal this year. But bigs up to everyone who's taking part in Drive February, man. It is a fantastic cause. Everyone in some way or another has been affected by cancer, either, you know, a close family relative or a family friend or themselves or someone in their family. You know, it's something obviously that is not always a fun topic to talk about, but it's something that we want to make sure that we raise awareness all about. And so I'm really happy. And Woody, thank you for, you know, fully participating in it as well and saying for your donations. And, you know, it's awesome, you know?
Yeah. Like you said, it's for an important cause. I myself have had, unfortunately, cancer affect my friend, their close family friends, as well as family. So to me, to give up alcohol for a month and raise awareness and support it any way I can is, it's nothing compared to what these individuals have to go through. And I'm more than happy to help them any way I can and the research going to them.
Definitely.
Yeah, I even feel like this year has really been affected by cancer. And it's so odd because we're dealing with the pandemic right now. And then for that to go on top, like, it's just been horrifying, really.
It really has been, but this is a kind of a really positive thing, especially with the year that we had last year, you know, and unfortunately so far this year, things are starting to look up a little bit. So that's really good, hopefully. But it's a really bright spot. So we wanted to make sure we discussed it here that we are, you know, partaking in the dry February. Yeah. And,
didn't even know there was such thing as alcohol-free beer. So this is, you know, we're learning stuff. Didn't think you could get that. So cool. So
you never had alcohol-free beer before this, or really?
No, I thought it was a rumor, to be honest. So
rumor and innuendo. What about you, Sam? You ever had alcohol-free beer before?
Oh my God, yeah. I love this beer so much. When I was going through, I had like some health problems, you know, a couple years back and stuff. So I was told not to drink alcohol and I decided to listen to my doctors. And so that's when I found this beer. Yeah. And I absolutely love it because it tastes like Heineken. Like it tastes like just a regular beer, but there's no alcohol. So I'm just getting super hydrated.
Yeah, I should make that point too. It's a good, it's interesting you say that, Sam. I'll give it to Budweiser. I'm having the Budweiser Zero here. It really does taste like a Budweiser. You can take that as you will, whether you like Budweiser or not. But yeah, I could really pass this off as like a Budweiser, and I wouldn't know the difference between the alcohol. There's just not maybe as much carbonation in that a little bite. Mm-hmm. But for me, yeah, alcohol free so far, not that bad. Mm-hmm. I just got to figure out if it's a healthy choice. If not, I'm going right back on March 1st.
Well, I think it is a little bit, and I am drinking, just for the record, guys, the Coors Edge double brewed, and it is as close as you can get to basically like a Coors Banquet. It's actually very good. I have had this before. That's why I made sure I picked it up. I was trying to find like a good 0%. Oh, look at that pour. Look at that pour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Queen.
I do know the alcohol, content, the calorie content of my beer. It is 69 calories.
Oh, girl, I got you. LOL. 50.
But see, come on. We're talking about calories, 69. Come on.
Come on.
No, I don't need to smell the butthole of calories to know 50 is better.
So yours is 50, hers is 69, and mine is actually 45.
Mine is a whopping 260.
260. So the fat guy has the lowest calorie beer. Probably a good thing.
Is it really 45? Wow. So we're making healthy choices. This is okay.
We are.
Miss getting drunk, but you know, good cause. That's all that matters.
Oh, excuse me. Definitely so. Definitely so. So guys, again, be sure to go check out the link down below. Thank you guys so much in advance for, you know, participating or donating. It really is a wonderful, wonderful cause. So that being said, guys, it has been a while since we have done an episode of the Mikes and Beers podcast. So what's new and exciting? Everybody's life here.
We got our shirts.
Oh, God. Oh, God damn.
Oh, damn. We have merch. We got merch now, folks. And it's by Sam made a V-top.
Yeah, I ordered a V-neck. I didn't get a V-neck, so I made a V-neck.
Prove it.
That looks pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I love it.
That's for the OnlyFans account.
Yeah, exactly. I do laugh when you told us when we were just coming on. She says, "Oh yeah, I got my shirt a V-neck," because she had the original one as us, and I'm just like, "Wow!" She literally just cut her
right into my head.
Literally, no, your head, your head's fine.
Yay!
Fine. No, I literally did that 5 minutes before we actually like was on. Like, I put the shirt on. I'm just like, I need a V-neck, and just went.
That's actually hilarious.
Why do you need a V-neck?
I don't know, because I asked for a V-neck. I never got a V-neck, so I'm a strong, independent woman. I made myself a V-neck.
I was thinking more or less it could have been a segue right into Valentine's Day. V.
Well, that wasn't very...
That was a very bad... Oh, my goodness. Only Sam.
That is scary.
It's not only fans. It's only Sam. That's... Come on.
Only Sam, yeah.
Only Sam. But then it's just me. It's just pictures of me in compromising positions.
It's just boudoir photos of TJ.
They're really tasteful boudoir photos.
Are they?
Oh, just wait till they come out.
Basically, just his junk being covered up by a microphone, his nipples covered up by headphones. It's pretty cool.
This is why we drink, but it's not working.
A microphone. Anyway, this is why we drink here, folks. Oh, am I empty? No, I'm not empty.
But it's not working.
Yeah, I keep drinking. I've had two of these already, and I don't feel a damn thing. What's going on? But before we jump into, obviously, you know, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day. Obviously, it's going to be a great time. Anything else actually genuinely new, exciting in the life of Craft Woody? Craft Woody, the fuller recognizes Craft Woody.
We're going through a pandemic, so that's been pretty new and cool. You know, okay. Sitting at home for months end, staring at walls, talking to teddy bears. Yeah, that's cool.
Are you okay?
No.
I miss you guys.
Other than that, nothing. Nothing's going on because we're not allowed to do anything or go anywhere to make any cool news stories. So,
yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Just like, you know, the thing about it is that if you live by yourself, you're like perpetually alone. But if you're like me and you live with your parents, I see my parents all the time.
I would rather have that than live alone.
You say that, but
hey, my mom did my.
I love them. This has been too much.
I'm telling.
A little bit too much. They're in agreement.
Oh, they know. You think they're not sick of her too? Come on.
Oh my God! Yeah, I would be sick of me.
And every single one of our viewers right now are being like, "We understand. We know what you're all going through." We're all on this together.
Yeah, definitely so. We are all on this together, folks. Just like these non-alcoholic beers. Cheers. Exactly. We're all on this together.
I got a new job, so that was
exciting.
Pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. Actually, working in my field, so it's really nice. Not a waitress anymore. Thank
you. Don't work weekends anymore.
Ooh,
me too. That's cool for us.
So we can do this more often.
That's the hope. Yeah, we'll will, and I also don't work weekends anymore because I got a much better job too since the last time we talked. So that's exciting.
I've always had weekends off, and I get hit at my job. Kids beat me up still, so I mean,
you get hit on a regular basis though, so it's you're used to it.
I hit on him all the time, so it's fine.
I don't hit on him; I just hit him.
Sam, you got a V-neck for today. You hit on me. Don't kid yourself.
Let's be real.
Yeah, but so why are we lying to each other? This is just a month about love, and you're just screwing it all up.
Screwing it all up. Well, talking about love, something that's what was that funny?
Talking about love, let's talk about self-love because we're all alone.
So.
You guys want me to teach a workshop or something? I can fill you in.
When you grip the shaft,
fill it in.
You grip the shaft and cut the buzz.
Wow. At least we're mature.
From Big Mouth. No, what I was going to say was Woody left something out of what is new and exciting.
Where?
Something out. Talking all about love, you left out a huge thing that happened in your life.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Nothing happened. It's fine. Not too bad.
Come on.
Really? You're not going to talk about it?
I was recently divorced.
Happy Valentine's Day.
No, I got Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for bringing up my pain.
Anytime, buddy. That's what I'm here for.
No, I'm kidding. I've actually recently got engaged. So over the Christmas break, so that's been cool. I've been very happy about it. We're, you know, COVID times, it's a little harder to plan a wedding, but I know she's wanted the ring for a couple years now. So this worked
out.
What
time is it?
apparently 2 years late. So
what you're saying is you're engaged, TJ, you're engaged, and I'm drinking beer.
Non-alcoholic beer.
It's not even alcohol.
Remind me.
Alcoholic beer just sitting there. Why isn't this working?
There's whiskey on the top shelf. I'm just...
Sam, you'll be okay.
Do you want to talk about whiskey on the top shelf, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Let me just pan right over.
Oh, don't tease us like that. Don't tease us.
I can't stand up. I don't have pants on.
I have my own little keg.
Are you seriously not actually wearing pants right now?
No, I actually have pants. And that's the thing. For our viewers, I put on pants today and I put on a bra, so you're welcome.
There's no proof. Yeah, really. Every time I talk
to her, for God's
sakes. Every time I talk to her, she doesn't have pants on.
This wizard, like the sorcery, where every time you call me, I'm either just about to put on pants or just not wearing pants.
Yeah.
He knows. He's aware.
Yeah, apparently. He knows. He feels it like it's a temperature drop or like a change in humidity or like something. He's just like,
who touched the thermostat? He said, "Tuck your pants."
It's
like,
it's Woody, but with pants.
Yeah, and it's not even a perverted thing. That's just a weird ass fact between us. Every time I seem to want to call you to catch up or whatnot, you just have no pants on. And
who can call me on my way home?
You probably didn't have pants on. I don't know. I don't ask.
Yeah, I take my pants off driving home.
I mean, why would
in the summertime?
So listen, I record most of my interviews on the Hotter Show with no pants on. Whatever. It's fine.
Professionalism.
It's probably fine. I'm really professional.
I did that. Actually, it helped me with my Zoom interview. You just don't wear pants. You're more comfortable. Yeah. It's just like, I'm in charge. I got this. I'm not wearing
pants. Just make sure to wear your mics and beers memorabilia to get you through any conversation you might have over social media. That's a plug.
Okay. Everyone hold it up. Everyone hold it up.
It turned out very well.
Our man Jason Reese and Jay Bridges Larts, homie. And if you guys would like a Mics and Beers t-shirt, hit your boy up or the Mics and Beers accounts, and we'll get it linked up for you. We'll get something figured out. We'll have to look at pricing and stuff, changes a little bit all the time. So, but it'll be around 25-ish bucks, somewhere in that ballpark. So if you want one, hit us up. We'll get you hooked up with a t-shirt. Big thank you to our friend, Mr. Jason Reese and Jay Bridges Larts. Now, seems like it would be a wonderful time as well to quickly talk about our man, Mr. Jason Reese and Jay Bridges Larts, the man who sponsored this podcast, has helped this podcast a ton. The new overlay that you guys are seeing up here and down over here, as well as over there, beside Woody on both sides and above Sam as well. Wait, Sam, over there, Bear. Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
I thought it was a twist off. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was really.
Oh, it's not a twist off. Or maybe it is. I'm just badass. I don't know.
She just rips it off. Got here.
I don't think it's a twist off, so.
Okay. But if you guys are in need of any kind of logos or t-shirts or album designs or anything like that, anything related to graphic arts, check out our man, Jason Reese, over at Jaybird Digital Arts. That is Jaybird digitalarts.com. Let him know that your friends over at Mics and Beers sent you. He'll get you hooked up. He has done everything for us from day one. He designed this logo and shirt. Again, this overlay up here, he did. He's done everything for me for the Hall Show for the last few years. He has done stuff on basically any project I've worked on, he's done. He's started to do stuff with Mean Beard now as well. And, he's just the best dude, you know. Sam hasn't had the pleasure of meeting Jay yet, but I know that Ryan, you have. And
no,
yeah,
yep. No one likes me. I'm used to it.
We'll make it trip out.
I drink.
No one, Sam. You should have just said no one likes me and just raise that ring finger.
Ooh. Ooh. I do have a ring on, but it was from Heather.
Oh yeah, go.
Heather likes you. We like you.
There you go.
Heather proposed. We're gonna raise that baby together because that's actually my baby. It's my
gotta love and engagements. Cost a lot of money.
Cheers to that, brother.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm depressed. Okay, let's continue.
I mean, that, Sam, that keeps in part with the month of just this friggin' holiday.
Yeah. For the couples, it's an obligation. For singles, it's a reminder.
Yeah. It's a great way of putting it.
Yep.
Jeez Louise. Speaking of reminders and that, obviously, with Valentine's Day, everyone has fun stories of Valentine's Day, and everyone has their traditions and all that stuff. Do you guys have any fun traditions you usually do on Valentine's Day with your significant others?
Not a one.
Yep. I last minute make up a card and a gift and just pretend I planned it.
That was me this morning.
I don't really want to be the rain on people's Valentine's Day parade, but it's a Hallmark holiday and I'm not about to buy into it.
I do.
But for the people who do, like, cheers, you know, you're going to have sex tomorrow night and you're probably going to have sex the next day, or.
So are you. I know your boyfriend.
Don't say, come on. Animal.
Yeah.
Animal.
Yeah.
Down, Sam. Down.
Oh my goodness. Well, the only tradition that me and Sam have, and we're actually, unfortunately, Sam works today on Valentine's Day, so we are celebrating it today as we're recording this. And we usually get Mary Browns for some reason. So we're getting Mary Browns later. So I'm really excited about that. Love some Mary Browns. You did the sexual librarian look and you took it off. What happened?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I was kind of into it. I was ready to go read after this, but don't care now.
I got books. Do you want books? I got books. I got lots of books.
She got books.
I'm sorry.
By the way. Okay, now that you have the sexual librarian look back on, before we continue about Valentine's Day, I do believe there is something about a story that I have heard about.
I do have a story. It's totally not Valentine's Day related. But
Superman couldn't make that conversation leap.
That's what I do here, folks.
This is what happens when you have a pandemic and you don't know what to do. You go through all of your old shit. This was old shit. So I found this, and this is a very, very special story written by my sister and Mr. Craft Woody.
Yep.
And another unnamed individual. I'm not about to, we haven't discussed it.
Yeah, no, yet. That's fine.
I'm about to, yeah.
It's
anyway.
Written by Craft Woody, edited by Craft Woody.
I'm going to assume that this was written last week because of the grammar and spelling mistakes.
Oh, probably.
I think it's sometimes in grade 5 or something.
Yeah,
but it is hilarious. I don't think I've ever laughed so much. I think I've kind of like almost become immune to it now. Like I can actually, what do you want?
I was just going to give context to everybody because people are just like, what's grade 5 to us? So Sam's going to read a story that I and her sister would have done probably back in 1997, 98.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell us anything. That just, what? How old are you? Like, how old would you?
How old would I have been? In grade?
I'm going to say 9.
Yeah, I would have been about 9
or 10. I'm going to say 9 or 10.
It's definitely a story that's over 20 years old because I'm an old bastard now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Over 20 years ago. And Woody, do you remember this story?
No.
So Woody doesn't remember it. I've never heard it. This is a live rant. I'm so excited.
It's a gem. It's a gem, guys. It's a gem. There is a picture of that we'll be showcasing because it is, I mean, yeah, it's a grade 5 photo. The story is called Lost Fashion. So here we are. Here we go. One day, Snowball Summit, a walking snowball wearing a scarf and mittens, was walking in the snow on his way to meet his friends, Fashion Queen and Carrot Queen. Let's stop there. Why are there two queens? Anyway, he saw Fashion Queen easily because of her bright colors stood out against the white snow. What are you doing? Asked Snowball Summit. I'm making snowballs, replied Fashion Queen. For what? Asked Carrot Queen, who appeared suddenly.
Why are you doing that, bro?
Surprise!
For this, shouted Snowball Summit, throwing a snowball at Fashion Queen's fur coat. Ah, that's it, cried Fashion Queen, picking up a snowball and firing it at Carrot Queen. Hey, it wasn't me, Carrot Queen cried. As the snowball fight raged on, Snowball's stomach got bigger and bigger until both queens said, "We'd better melt you back down."
Why do you have to do my mouth?
So they put him on a heater and he melted back down. Once he was down to his regular size, he looked around. Then he cried, "Where are my scarf and mittens?"
They tried to kill him.
Yeah. I hung them up right there, Fashion Queen said, pointing to the hook above the heater. They looked around the cabin until they had to look outside. Snowball Summit was upset because Fashion Queen had given him his fashionable scarf and Carrot Queen had given him his orange mittens, and now they're gone. He had lost his fashion. Oh,
my heart.
I know. Oh, just wait.
I hate that.
Let's follow the trail to where we had our snowball fight, suggested Snowball Summit. They had to cross a frozen pond. As soon as Fashion Queen stepped out on the ice, she fell through. Help, I'm wet. I'm not immune to this. This is still funny. Just step out, said Carrot Queen.
Okay.
Fashion Queen climbed out, but she was dripping wet and freezing. They needed to get her back to Snowball Summit's cabin. Let's warm up by the heater, said Fashion Queen. Carrot Queen went over and yelled, Snowy Summit, I found your scarf and mittens. They were right here at the heater. They must have slipped off the hook. Snowball Summit rushed over and grabbed his scarf and mittens and put them on. They ran outside to play. That's it.
That's the end of the story?
That's the end of the story.
Oh, that's a worse story than ending the Game of Thrones, bro.
I know, right?
Sam, where's their pictures?
There was a picture. So I'm going to send this to TJ so that you can actually put this in. But there
is... you don't need to. We can see it.
Okay.
So well, that's Snowball Summit.
I would say that's Woody. He drew himself. I'm not really sure what... I'm pretty sure that's Carrot Queen since it has orange hair. But yeah,
yep, that was your sister.
Yeah, that really, really made me laugh when I first found it. Like, I had to read, awesome. I did like the just live readings of it to like my entire family, and we were all just killing ourselves laughing.
My jaw hurts from laughing.
It goes to show that I was drinking at a young age.
So if you guys I think would so. So if you guys would like an original story written by Craft Woody, let us know and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, he probably has the same storytelling capabilities now that he does back
Yo,
then.
Yo, man, that story had twists and turns. That was a good story, bro. Good job, Woody. That was a good story, man.
Hey, what can I say? I probably got a B- on it.
Hey, so this is one of the things where you can actually say something positive about the pandemic because I wouldn't have found this otherwise.
That is fantastic. I'm so glad. You Thank found you for gold. Sharing that, man.
Yes, Thank you for sharing that. I found gold. It was gold.
That was gold. Absolutely. Well, speaking of gold, just kidding. I'm not going to transition.
I was going to say, I'm just like, where are you
speaking
going?
Of gold, no, but we're talking about Valentine's Day. Getting back into the Valentine's Day chat.
Yeah, that wasn't Valentine's Day.
No, that was just, I meant to throw you that earlier and I totally should have been on that. That's on me. I'm a little out of practice.
That's okay. That was our Valentine's gift to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And with Valentine's Day gifts, do you guys have a Valentine's Day gift that you've either been given or that you've given that was like just the shits, for lack of a better term?
Shits?
Yeah. Or that was really good. Give me one of the two of the spectrum.
I can't remember if this was actually a Valentine's Day gift or if this was like a birthday gift or if it was a Christmas gift, but it was really bad. I think I've talked about it before. But should I say it?
I'm oh, you it. Should, definitely.
Yeah. For a present of some sort, I'm going to assume it's Valentine's Day. I was given jewelry, costume jewelry, that was purchased at an agricultural store. It was the most gaudy jewelry I think I've ever had, and it gave me a rash. Because I had to put it on because I'm a nice person. So I put it on. I'm just like, oh, this is lovely. And then I'm just like, why is my ear falling off?
Jesus.
So, goodness. Yeah.
That really is pretty bad.
That's rough. I mean, the person still got you a gift. So I still give the guy a minor point, but just minor.
Yeah.
Do you though?
Made up for it. Yeah. I made up for it the next year. Like, we had a nice Valentine's Day. We went snowshoeing. It was a candlelight, moonlight snowshoeing in the Enniskillen Conservation Area. It was very nice.
That's pretty freaking romantic.
For a person who does not celebrate Valentine's Day, it was quite romantic.
That is pretty damn romantic. Something funny that I wanted to make sure I talked about as far as with going off of your kind of your fun story with Valentine's Day. I've always had great Valentine's Day with Sam. Everything's always been great. But one thing I wanted to make sure I brought up was the first Valentine's Day we ever spent together. As we are actually, it's funny, 9 years ago, pretty much to the day, was when me and Sam like actually first met and started hanging out. It was like literally the third time we ever hung out was on Valentine's Day. And it was our like first kind of real date, so to speak. But what was funny about it was we ended up driving down to the lake where we originally from in Newcastle. I know you guys know the lake well. And we went and we sat in my truck and we just like were talking for 3-4 hours, just literally sitting and talking. Like that's all we were doing. And we were just, you know, talking about life and things, getting to know each other better. And all of a sudden, as it keeps getting darker, we've been there a while. All of a sudden, there's just these lights come up behind us. And my friends would occasionally come down there. And I had a very distinctive vehicle at the time, my black S10. So I was like, who the F is shining their lights in on us and like totally just ruining the vibe? We were like cuddling on a seat. Like, we're just like, you know, I'm like, what the hell? What's going on here? So I turn around and I like do this. I'm like, and that is when we realize that there's two people getting out of the car and she's like, those are cops. And I was like, sorry, what? That was the first time I'd ever dealt with like cops ever. So we like, she like is on the passenger, she's on the driver's side for whatever reason. I don't remember why. So they come up and they're all like, oh, license and everything, blah, 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 blah. And Sam had nothing on her. So like, well, then why are you in the driver's seat? Just being dicks, just to be completely honest about it. And it's like, well, I was just like, we were like cuddling or whatever. And the other cop was like really chill. He was like, yeah, whatever. So they make this big kerfuffle, sitting in the vehicle. And we know blah, 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 blah. Big kerfuffle. Go back to their thing, check our records, and they just leave. And it completely ruined the vibe. And I was not for it at all. And I was so mad about that. I just thought that was funny. I wanted to share that.
Yeah, you gotta, when life gives you lemons, dude, like I'd be like, oh, we almost got caught. That's hot.
Be like, oh,
that's hot. That would be me. I'd be like, okay, take your pants off. Like, come on.
If it was like our third date, I would have been more like, oh, oh my goodness. That was, but it's because it was like, it was still, I was just awkward. You know what I mean? Because it's like, we didn't like, you know, so I'm like, yeah, we're like having this deep conversation. All of a sudden, yo, what's going on in there? I'm like, oh, fuck off, man. But anyway, I thought that was funny.
I'd be like, are you strippers? Are you a stripper? Take your pants off.
You shouldn't have. Let's see it. Come on.
Come on. Gun. I'll show you my gun.
Ooh. You guys are awesome.
You guys got anything in the vehicle? Well.
Well, I got this python. And TJ just goes, eh.
And they're like, oh man, you're free to go. I'm sorry.
Poor guy. Got to write a report on that.
Poor girl. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Report, you know, went down to check on vehicle. Guy has a really small penis. Poor guy.
Looks like a penis, except smaller.
Medically fascinating in practice.
Really
big. Oh my goodness gracious. Mike's and Mirrors, everybody. Woohoo!
There you go.
Making it classy since 1984.
Since 1984.
What? I don't know.
It's been that old. I mean, I guess I am the oldest, but not that old.
You're old as shit, man. Well, Mike's and Mirrors has been around since 2017, technically 16.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, technically speaking.
Fine, go with that.
Not this particular podcast, but I do believe that you guys have some fun Valentine's Day related stuff to bring up. So Woody, you want to get started on some? Lay it on me. What do you got?
Yes, oh, I do.
He's got some reporting, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to throw it now to our correspondent in the field, Ryan Craft Woody. Craft Woody, please go ahead.
TJ, it's raining cats and dogs out here. I can't believe the amount of love that is pouring down on society. It's unreal because I don't have any good Valentine's Day stories, any bad gifts because yes.
Back yes, to you. No.
So I decided to come to this podcast and be like, well, since I don't have any good stories because I've been caught by cops multiple times on regular days, holidays, weekdays, birthdays. Doesn't really matter if it ends
at the church, you know.
What about Hanukkah?
I don't do it on Holy Ground.
Especially Hanukkah.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, never don't really get bad gifts. I've never really given bad gifts either. And that's just what I have been told. So I was like, yeah, I want to learn a little bit more about Valentine's Day. So let's dive into what makes this day so special around the world. According to studies and just travel articles, Japan has a very different custom than we do. You see, here in Canada and North America, like the West European, we find that a lot of the time that the men usually dole out the wine, the flowers, and especially the chocolate. We're ones typically the ones to give out chocolate to the women. However, in Japan, dating all the way back from 1958, due to a advertising error, I believe, the holiday is about women giving those kind of gifts, especially women giving chocolate to men. And they only turn that around. I forget the date, the year they gave, but it's White Day or whatever it's called, or White Holiday Day. But that's on March 14th, it was a weird day. But on March 14th, then the men basically reciprocate Valentine's Day to the women. So on March or February 14th in Japan, women give chocolate to men. And on March 14th, men give the chocolate to women. According to now going to our fun little neighbor down south, and a 2015 study about the American, the study claimed that 53% of women down there, and they didn't give how many people were surveyed, but 53% would end their relationship if given a bad gift. That's a little extreme. That's
stupid.
It's stupid. Just don't put out that night and teach them a lesson.
I didn't end the relationship with the agricultural jewelry, so there you go.
Now, just to top it off, because now that's not, men are just as stupid. 3% of men would end their relationship rather than deal with the stress of getting a gift. What kind of moron thinks it's stressful to go run out quickly for a box of chocolates, a card, and or a bottle of wine, depending on age? There's no stress. It just makes you look stupid that you waited to the last day with no thought, but you still got a gift. There's morons.
My thought on that is like, who are you dating? Are you dating Satan? Like, what's happening?
Pretty much.
Sam, I don't know. I've been with some exes and girls, and I've known dickhead guys, and even none of them would go that way, where it's like, how materialistically shallow are you that's the way you go? You'd go out of your way to hurt someone on a holiday because of a gift.
Which, that's ridiculous.
Fucking stupid. But to kick it up a notch, Thailand decided to go one better with their Valentine's Day rituals. Because in 2013, a Thai couple decided to set the Guinness Book of World Record for the longest kiss ever recorded. TJ and Sam, can you both give an estimate of what you think the longest continual kiss was recorded by the Guinness Book of Records?
1 week. Let's go. Let's just go insane.
Okay, 1 week. I don't know what that would be. That would be
a lot of hours.
Yeah, I'd be like close to 1,400 hours. I'm probably not. I don't know. But it's a lot.
He has no idea. He's just talking out his ass. Let's say
7 days.
Times 7, 168.
There we go. That sounds better.
168 what? Hours.
Oh, yeah. So what the fuck do I know about math?
1,400 hours.
1,400 hours.
It's a long time.
6,000 hours.
Sam says over 160 hours because that's ridiculous.
I'm going to say 30 hours.
Well, you're both very wrong. Oh. The correct answer is 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds is according to what I looked up. And that's pretty fucked up. Doesn't matter what.
It wins. Price is Right rules.
So yeah, therefore TJ wins.
That's what I said. TJ wins. Price is Right rules.
Yay.
But rules about going over. I always go over.
Hey, I'm all about, you know, love and having fun. You get a little kiss here and there. 58 hours.
No, thanks.
Stop it. How is your John Stop tongue it. Not sore?
Stop it. No.
According to a study, it's funny because we were talking about gifts. The least desired gifts in America, according to this poll, so they took the top five least desirable. And going from order from worst to just, oh God, don't ever do it. Tools was ranked number five, which I don't understand that. I wouldn't mind getting a nice new hammer, drill bits, or anything like that. But next is a gym membership.
You saying I wouldn't mind getting a nice new hammer just made me laugh.
Yeah, because I wouldn't
give it. I love getting a nice new hammer. Give me a jack saw.
Who the hell does it? If someone's like, I don't need new tools, I'd be like,
I don't need a new damn hammer.
I want a Milwaukee. Give me some Milwaukee.
Guess what the next one is? The gym membership. That is stupid. Ooh, that is dumbass gift.
That's bad.
That's like, you know, like, oh, I got you a membership to go to Jenny Craig or something like that. You should lose some weight. Yeah, not really a big fan. Like,
here's your gift, Tubby.
Here's your gift, fat ass.
And the next one falls in line with it. The third worst is sports equipment. Here you go, Tubby.
I kind of get that. If they're like a big, they're like a hockey player. I mean, if you got me sports equipment, I'd be pissed. But like, I'm just saying.
TJ, be real. If someone got me a football for Valentine's Day, like, you're not gonna play. You're not gonna play catch with me. Why the hell did you give this to me? Go get me a hammer.
Yeah, go get me my hammer. Get me my drill. Hammer.
Also, that was number four. I screwed up. There's six on the list. So number three is actually kitchen appliances. Give me a stove. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I like, you know, I like kitchen appliances, but I'm like, I also like to cook. So that would be good for me. You know, see? Someone would be like, hey, look, here's a new Cuisinart mixer, like KitchenAid mixer. Yeah. I'd be like, that's hot. That's like $500. So thank you.
Yeah, I feel like with that one, it could be an age dependency of like where you are in your life, how old you are. Cause I could imagine, yeah, what 16 to maybe 20 year old or even 21, 22 year old would really want this. But since we're creeping up in our late 20s, early 30s, I'm not going to really say no to kitchen appliances either. It's up there with tools. Why? Who cares? Get them. Number two, this one I absolutely agreed with. Cheesy stuffed animals are the dumb. Stupid and no, just what? No, what? No. What?
Getting stuffed animals, yeah, because like we're adults, don't really need a stuffed animal. What good will that do for me?
That goes back to the
animals. Does it do my taxes? Yeah. Does it clean my yards? No.
It'll keep pets busy, I guess, but it's stupid. Unless, I mean,
keep going, Woody. Keep going.
And actually, touching quickly, before we get to the number one worst answer, like the worst desirable gift, at least the one thing I didn't put down, but apparently it was getting into the billions, how much money people spend on pets. So that way I can understand you might want to give that stupid, cheesy animal stuffed piece of crap to your pet. But folks, it's Valentine's Day. Your pets don't really need gifts. That might make me sound like a dick, but save your money. We're in a pandemic. Relax. Number one, the least desirable gift, a mixtape. Who the hell is still giving a mixtape?
I would love to get a mixtape. Yeah, I would love to be able to play it because I don't have a tape recorder or something.
Well, that's just it. There's no need for a mixtape anymore.
What about like, a Spotify playlist?
No, that's just dumb.
No, because you have to put in like your own little, like you're the DJ. You gotta like, yeah. You know? For our anniversary last year. You gotta like introduce the song and say, this is what it reminds me of. It reminds me of you.
I did a playlist. Sorry.
If you guys don't mind, I'm gonna go back to this one figure how it said 53% of women would end their relationships if given a bad gift. I guarantee that number, you know, goes up a few percentage if they got a goddamn mixtape.
I would love a mixtape, okay? So there you go.
You don't have a CD player.
Yeah, I don't care.
You make a Spotify playlist for last
year. Yeah, you made a Spotify playlist. What's up?
Our anniversary, I made a playlist, and it was 10 songs that remind me of you with a heart.
That's so goddamn.
Yeah. You want to know the songs real quick? Okay.
No. Not one.
What are the songs? I'm curious.
No, it's fine.
Tell me what the songs are.
Okay, so number one is What Makes You Beautiful by Boyce Avenue, which is a cover of it's a good cover. It's important to our relationship and our beginning of our relationship. You and Me by Lifehouse.
What?
Far Away by Nickelback. Lost in You by 3 Days Grace.
That just sounds sexual.
Love Is a Drug version.
That's TJ. TJ is 100% lost in sound.
I'm lost. I mean, I do. Love Is a Drug version 2 from Empire. 2 is Better Than 1 by Boys Like Girls with Taylor Swift.
Jesus,
It's Been God. A While by Stained.
Find Me. Well, actually, that's a good song. That's a good song. Never mind.
That's a great song for it. Find Me by Boyce Avenue, which is like kind of our song. It's a beautiful song. What If I Was Nothing by All That Remains.
I Am Nothing. There you go.
And Say You Won't Let Go by James Arthur.
James Arthur. Like, hey, you know what?
Whatever.
You must know what you're doing, because at this point in time, you guys been together for years and years. So
it'll be 9 years.
Huh?
It'll be 9 years on the 28th. So.
So, hey, you might have a thing with this mixtape. It just sounds funny to me that people are still, I think of like that old cassette tapes, basically, that people are still handing out. So I'm an old man.
It sounds like Sam has Stockholm Syndrome at this point. So,
yeah.
So she's just,
being with me. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, goodness.
Story time.
More story time with librarians.
Story time. Okay. Because I did some research on Valentine's Day, and a lot of it was very puke-worthy. So I did probably the best thing I think I could have ever done for myself was nice glasses. I just straight up Googled Florida man Valentine's Day.
Oh, God.
Which, holy crap. I chose 3 of them. They're funny. They're funny. Like, okay. So I'm going to go, this is the first one. The first one's just kind of a bit of a warm up. I'm literally just reading the reports. So the headline, Florida man accused of stalking allegedly breaks into victim's home to say happy Valentine's Day.
What? God bless him.
A man was arrested during the early hours of Valentine's Day morning, after police said he broke into a woman's home that had been previously ordered to stay away from him. So she'd already had a restraining order on this man, and he
nope.
And he broke into her home while she was sleeping. She woke up when she heard his voice, and he told her happy Valentine's Day.
I got one simple question. Is how big of balls do you have? Where, first of all, it's Florida, so that girl could have been packing a rifle, and you break in on a restraining order. Dude almost died. Like, he should have been shot by her. Like, what a moron.
Well, anyway, the woman immediately called 911 after convincing him to leave. Officers later found his car abandoned. Said he fled on foot.
Wow.
An officer positioned on positioned on some kind of boulevard noticed a man that matched the suspect's description and thought the man identified himself as David Lawrence, but it was actually the other guy. But anyway,
It was actually the other guy.
So yeah, he went to jail. Good. Charged with aggravated stalking, occupied burglary, and violation of injunction. So yeah.
Wow. Solid 4 charges.
You know, that's quite a lot just to wish someone a happy Valentine's Day. You know, there's things called letters or things like that instead of, like, you know, being
Facebook,
in
Instagram, or Twitter.
Yeah.
Or no means no. There's a restraining order. You just don't get an option. Follow the goddamn law.
Okay. My next one. I'm not going to read the heading. I'm just going to start reading the actual, because it is funny. It's funny. You're going to know what it is. There is a new missile in Tallahassee, but it's not the intercontinental ballistic missile weapon capable of carrying nuclear warheads. It's a 14-foot intercontinental ballistic love missile. Man built a missile, love missile, for Valentine's Day for his wife.
Makes sense. Was he gonna shoot him? Well, honey, what you want for Valentine's Day? Well, you know, I want myself a missile.
I want
to make it.
So this love missile is in Eddie and Nancy Gein's front yard, decorated with hearts and cupids for Valentine's Day?
Wow.
They call the love missile Cupid One. And inside an info box are copies of the love manifesto that goes with it, including love action ideas and smile often, befriend neighbors, and plant a tree.
I did not see that going there.
Yeah.
Like when you said love missile, I thought of something completely different.
The family spent 3 weeks building it out of a wooden pallets and air conditioning ducts. And the idea of the love missile is to poke fun at the North Korea's weapon of mass destruction.
Makes sense.
Wow. Yeah, that's Florida.
Best thing you should do.
Not there, Kim Jong-un, there, boy.
Poke fun at Kim Jong-un. That's the best thing you could possibly do.
That Kim Jong guy.
See, I legit thought this was going to be like a guy built a weapon because he wanted let's say the wife wanted a divorce. So he's like, yeah, okay, I'll give you a divorce. I'll give you a goddamn nuclear missile. Not that they're just going to make fun of another country.
Well, they're making, it's kind of like when was it? James Franco and Seth Rogen did like the interview. And did you see it? Absolutely horrid. It's a horrid movie.
Oh, it's so bad. I love it so much.
It's so bad, but they needed like security. Like they couldn't. But anyway, these people built a love missile. So
that's
awesome. That's Florida for you.
I'm going to build a love
missile. The last one's a little bit more, I don't know if it's funny. It's actually more disturbing.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually going to read the heading of this one. So this is the first two were Florida men. This is Florida woman.
Of course. The Florida woman one's the more intense one, of course.
Automatically more diabolical. Anyway. Florida woman arrested for forcing her boyfriend to eat the hamster he gave her for Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. So many questions.
And I'm going to say this right now. She looks like the kind of person to force her boyfriend to eat a hamster. Holy crap. Like, I don't know.
Force a person to-
I don't know if you can see that, if that's.
Oh my goodness gracious. Stop, focus. Okay, there we go. Wow. Okay. Yeah. She looks like an evil villain from a
does. Yeah. She's 100% evil villain.
That's Cruella De Vil. She was making a rat coat. She got a hamster.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Poor son of a bitch that thought, like, unless you put a gun to me or a knife that could kill me, you can't force me to eat an animal. Like a live animal. That ain't happening. What the hell was happening in that scenario?
I have no idea, but 33-year-old Dave Morris invited his girlfriend, 31-year-old Angela Garrison. So, of course, her name is Angela.
Oh, there you go.
Angela. Yeah.
Angela's, come on.
Angela Anaconda.
To his residence in Boca Raton, Florida, to celebrate their romance on the day dedicated to love. The young man had planned a romantic candlelight dinner, and everything seemed to be going as planned for the first few hours.
A few hours later.
But at some point during the evening, Mr. Morris presented his girlfriend with a rather unusual present. A hamster named Cupid, dressed in a tiny cherub costume or something.
Oh, cherub. Yeah, that's what Cupid is, a cherub or whatever.
Yeah.
Cherub? Okay, I didn't. The more you know. But yeah, I'm going to say this is probably like, this should be a least desirable gift. Although I'd really like getting a hamster. They're really cute. But yeah, I wouldn't want to eat it.
Yeah. That's responsibility. I don't have enough time to give a crap about a hamster.
But according to Mr. Morris's roommate, Jason Monroe, who witnessed the scene, Miss Garrison reacted extremely violent at the undesirable gift.
I'll say.
Jason Monroe said she just grabbed the hamster and started beating him with it. He fell on his back, surprised, so she sat on him and started to try to push the squealing animal into his mouth.
Where the fuck was the roommate on this one? I would just be like, why wouldn't you tackle her or something? Be like, stop it.
Like, seriously. Like, come on, man. Or is he just frozen in shock? Like, what's happening?
Probably.
Maybe. That's fucked up.
I would be. I'd punch that bitch in the face if she was trying to kill an animal. Like, oh, she'd be on the ground, man.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Doesn't matter what the animal is. Doesn't matter
like if I... If you're a woman, man, child, you're trying to hurt an animal, I'll knock you unconscious right then.
I wouldn't punch her in the face. I would just restrain her. Just be like, what the fuck?
Oh, no, I'd punch her in the face.
I'd punch her in the face. You're trying to kill an innocent animal, I'm going to punch you right in the face.
She's not trying to kill it. She's just trying to feed it to a
person. She's trying to kill it.
That doesn't mean it's going to die.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
This is how well I prepared for this. I hadn't previously read these before. I was just going by like the anyway.
Headlines.
Yeah. So tried to help his friend and roommate, but was unable to stop the infuriated woman, so he finally called 911.
Okay.
She
did try to help.
She literally roared at me and threw me in the air with a single hand as if she was possessed. It was scary as hell.
What are these, like, meth heads that they're just weak as shit and they can't do anything?
Did you see her picture? She was 100% of meth.
Yeah, she's probably terrifying.
Like, all the black tar heroin, too, at least.
All of it in the state of
Florida. All of it. Just in my veins with the crystal meth. All of it.
We'll try not to judge, but Jesus Lord.
A little bit of fentanyl in there just for seasoning.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Sprinkle it.
Okay. Officers at the... Bokeran Raton Police Department arrived on the site within a few minutes and were able to neutralize Miss Garrison and help her boyfriend take the now dead rodent out of his mouth.
Holy shit.
Angela Garrison faces a total of 17 criminal charges, including animal cruelty, assault and battery, and attempted murder. If found guilty on all charges, she faces a sentence of life in prison with a minimum of 65 years, as well as paying a $115,000 fine.
Good.
I want to say good, but at the same time I think about other what a weird sentence, because I know that people get charged for murder and they get less than 65 years, so good that
she killed an innocent animal, so she gets more.
A very, very innocent animal. Like, what can a hamster do to anyone?
Nothing.
Like, no,
not a damn thing.
It can stare at you, that's about it.
Oh, I'm going to assume she has done something like this before, because
probably.
Since she has violated her bail conditions twice in the past, Miss Garrison was denied bail and will remain detained until the beginning of her trial, set to begin in March. I'm not sure what year this was made in, or if this was actually, like, it wouldn't be this year. It probably would have been last year at least.
Let's assume she's in prison. She's in jail. Let's just say she is. For the sake of this podcast, she's in prison rotting.
So Valentine's Day just makes people go crazy. Sweet.
Seriously.
Apparently. But
the thing is, Mr. Morris, so her boyfriend, I'm going to assume that they're not together anymore. I'm just going to.
I mean, I would hope so.
You would hope so, but it's Florida.
But anyway, so he was transported to the hospital where he remains in critical condition and needs a respirator to breathe.
Jesus. What the fuck did he do? Like, did she beat him in the, like, in the throat? Like,
she was shoving an animal
into his mouth. I think that she
down his esophagus and stuff.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Right, if it fully got in there, then but if Jesus Lord.
Yeah. That one's a little
great way to end this.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, guys.
Jesus. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. Jesus.
But I'm going to highly recommend, please, for the love of God, Google Florida Man Valentine's Day, because there are more. There are more. I chose those ones because I'm just like, that's interesting.
That is something. That is really something.
But yeah.
It's more enough.
End of story time.
Oh my goodness. Well, guys, we have had a blast getting to hang out with you here today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and hopefully you're able to enjoy a nice alcoholic-free beverage with us, or a glass of water or whatever. Big shouts again to Coors and Heineken and Budweiser for supplying us with the beer. The next time you guys see us, we'll be back to our normal formatting of drinking regular craft beer and so forth. We're very, very excited, actually. Let's just say it now. Spoiler alert. We're planning on drinking some Boschken. Perhaps. Maybe some Boschken. So very excited about that. Yes, very much so. Be sure to check out Mikes and Beers on all the social medias. We have the Facebook and the Instagram. Go check it out. We're trying to be a lot more active on the Instagram, especially now that someone is on it and he's doing a very good job on there. Big shout out to Woody for taking that over for me and doing really awesome on there. You can, of course, follow. You can't follow Woody on Instagram because he doesn't have one yet, but follow Mike's and Beers and you'll follow him. Follow Sam on Instagram as well because, you know, she's on Instagram there. And you can follow me as well if you would like. And, you know, keep it locked. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. And, you know, if you're listening on the audio version, be sure to hit the follow button and all that fun stuff. We got some fun things coming your way. We're hoping to do more regular content now. I'm trying to do the final plug. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I've ruined it.
Music is not allowed. Jeez Louise. But keep it locked here, guys. We got some more fun stuff heading your way. We're excited to be back and to be talking with you guys more regularly. So, yeah, one last time. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Dry February. Be sure to hit the link down below if you can support my wonderful sister, Brittany, and her Dry February escapades. And we will talk to you guys next time on the Mikes and Beers podcast. Take it easy, guys.
Bye.